COVID-19 has hit Foundation Health Partners pretty hard. The partners are Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, Tanana Valley Clinic, and Denali Center, the long-term care facility. Gary Roderick, the group's chief financial officer, says there's a compounding effect of taking no elective procedures combined with closing service lines, both of which brought in money in direct and insurance payments and reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid.
We are only doing emergency surgery, so that brought our surgery department down quite a bit. Of course, we've closed a variety of contact services to properly protect our staff and our patients.
And here are the numbers. The big Tanana Valley Clinic's revenues were down 9% in March and 65% so far in April compared to last year. Fairbanks Memorial Hospital revenues were down 22% in March and 40% so far in April compared to 2019. Roderick says years of frugal leadership have kept the hospital in a solid financial position, but finding a way through the pandemic will challenge that.
It's going to be extremely difficult. My modeling predictions throughout a pandemic without knowledge of when it's over makes the modeling very, very difficult.
Safety, of course, trumped revenue when preparing for the pandemic, and the hospital and clinic made some huge changes in operations in March. For example, the nurses who were in those contact services, like dermatology and gynecological checks, they're now at the testing tent outside the emergency department or at the drive-through test center. And some of them are answering the new COVID-19 hotline.
We have been able to reassign much of our staff to COVID preparedness.
Remarkably, Foundation Health Partners has not had to lay off or furlough any employees yet. While for-profit hospitals in the lower 48 are laying off nurses during a pandemic, this nonprofit hospital is downsizing through attrition.
If we were a for-profit entity, profit would be higher on the list of priorities. It's important to us, don't get me wrong. We have to remain viable.
Roderick says the CARES Act passed by Congress will help a little, and more federal funding during the pandemic is needed. But it is Interior Alaska who has invested in the community hospital.
You know, the Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation is yours, it's mine, it's everybody who's listening to this. It's owned by our community.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.